Happy Friday, one and all. I'm David Brown, and no matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time. Speaking of which, a timely column in the Austin American-Statesman today. Since 1957, columnist Ken Herman writes, there have been 21 attempts to do away with daylight saving time in the Texas legislature. Well, now, State Representative Lyle Larson of San Antonio, the sponsor of the latest bill calling for an end to daylight saving time, is doing something rather unexpected. He's asking colleagues in the House State Affairs Committee not to advance his bill. Pourquoi, you ask? See, Representative Larson now thinks he knows why these past efforts haven't passed in the past, and so he is asking his colleagues to wait, hold off taking action on his bill, till he can modify it, so that instead of an outright ban on changing the clocks, Texas voters would face a choice on the November ballot. Either all daylight savings time all the time, or all standard time all the time. Or to put it another way, you want longer evenings year-round, Texas, or brighter mornings? Tweet us at Texas Standard and cast your virtual ballot. Who knows? This might be good practice. We'll keep you posted, of course. Meanwhile, your lawmakers in Washington have been dealing with matters of constitutional import, to wit, whether or not to rebuke President Trump over his executive declaration of an emergency at the border, a move to free up funds to build the wall. House passage of the resolution was a given, but in the Senate, it would require more Republicans than ever before to take a stand against Mr. Trump, and that's just what they did. Which leaves us where? And what happens now? For that, we're joined by Sylvia Gonzalez-Gorman. She is Assistant Professor of Political Science at the University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley. Professor Gorman, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Great to be here.
No Texas senators voted in support of this, but you did have quite a few Republican senators peeling away from the president in his position here. What do you make of it?
I think it's pretty much expected. It went down, the vote went down the way we kind of saw it coming. 47-12, 12 Republicans voting with Democrats. But I think on the Texas side, we were a little surprised to see that Ted Cruz, who kind of considers himself a Republican constitutional conservative, did not vote against the National Declaration. And it's been said that he had some assurances from the president that he would not use this declaration in the same manner going forward. So Cruz felt that national security was trumped, Democrats were claiming at the time.
So to speak. I want to get back to this constitutional conservative business. Why do you see that as being so important when it comes to Ted Cruz?
Well, because Ted Cruz has always run on the mantra that the Constitution, that presidents should abide by the Constitution. And Ted Cruz was a big, big opponent of President Obama when President Obama declared DACA. And he went on the record saying that this is against the Constitution. Obama has breached the Constitution by declaring a national emergency. But when it came down to this vote, Ted Cruz felt that border security was more important. And he felt that he got the assurances he needed from the president to vote against the declaration.
There was a Republican on the other side of Capitol Hill who did vote against the president, Will Hurd from the 23rd District. What do you make of that?
That was, his area is Elotes, so that was pretty much expected, right? Because his area covers a lot of the Mexican territory, so that kind of goes with the nature of how he sees the border, right? He understands that the wall is not going to fix immigration.
This whole resolution spearheaded by a Texas Democrat, Representative Joaquin Castro from San Antonio. His reaction yesterday and what happens next?
Yeah, I think his reaction was expected, right? And what's going to happen next is that it's probably going to end up in the courts. There's a Section 2808 that the Trump administration used to declare this particular national emergency. And it's unclear whether what they claimed can use military funds to take over land. And that's without the military actually being involved. So I think that's going to be a sticking point that's going to end up in the court to see if this national declaration goes forward.
Of course, the president has said that he will veto this resolution. There presumably are not enough votes to override that veto, which would bump it into the courts. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. He's going to go ahead and veto. He's made it clear. I think one of his first Twitter announcements after that was just one word, veto. So I think it is going to end up in the courts just because of that Section 2808, that it's unclear whether the way they've claimed it, it's actually going to be able to merit taking the land and using military funds and using the military to build that wall.
Sylvia Gonzalez-Gorman is Assistant Professor of Political Science at the University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley. Professor Gorman, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.